Hi, Maria. This is Friar Roderick here for AirMaria.com. We have a special guest here, Father Vincent Maria Amores. How are you doing, Father?
I'm fine, thanks.
And you're a newly ordained priest, right?
3 years ago. No, 4 years ago. Now it's 2009, yeah. Four years ago. 2005, I was ordained.
Great, yeah. That's time flies. So you're a newly ordained priest, but you're doing a very large job, let's say. You're a missionary to India, right?
That's right. Yeah, a few months after my ordination, I was been told to go to that very challenging country, India. So that's it. I am very happy for that.
Okay, so you're starting the mission from scratch, right? You're not arriving at a pre-built place or anything that Franciscans of the Immaculate have not even started a mission there, right?
Exactly. I started from zero, from nothing, with nobody else, and I had no friends. It's really first, you know, how do you say it?
you land with nothing on your back, really, right?
That's right. So I didn't even know what's next, what will happen next. Right. I just leave it everything to our Blessed Mother, and you know, after three years, yeah. Now we could see the fruit of that mission.
Fantastic. How many Franciscan friars are there right now?
Well, presently we have one priest and one solemn professed friar and one aspirant presently.
Yeah. And is this in the southern or northern part of India?
It's in Kerala, in the state of Kerala. It's in the southern part of India. It has a good number of Catholics there, 10%, and it's a good place for starting a mission.
Right, because you need a lot of help from the current people there to help out with the mission, right?
Yeah, that's right. You're asking help, yeah.
So what will be the main occupation that you'll be doing there on a day-to-day basis?
The language is a first thing to learn, and so that's what we do most of the day.
That's a hard language to learn, right?
Yeah, that's true. It's very hard, but it takes time. Yeah, it takes time. Maybe slowly we could make it.
You have a camera. What camera we're using right now is going to use in India to be able to do shows from there. So looking forward to that. You mean doing how many shows there?
Yeah, I'll hope to do at least once a week to, you know, to update some of the things we do, and that is for the good of our mission there.
So the reports on the front lines then, right?
yeah, with the collaboration of the friars, yeah.
That's great. It's going to be very exciting to get that done. I heard you get around with bicycles there. It must be quite a sight, huh?
Yeah, that's very interesting to, you know, to do our transportation. We took bicycles because we can't afford to buy a car. So we just, you know, we take these bicycles to buy food and also to go to parish and say mass like that.
So you get a lot of publicity that way too, right?
Yeah, at the same time, yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
So, and how is the food there? I guess the food is quite different than it is in America or the Philippines from where you're from, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Food, at first, it was for me to adapt and to adjust, because most of the foods are spicy, you know, hot. But after a week, I was able to, you know, adapt. I was able to adjust.
And once you get hungry, anything tastes good, right?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, I could bring chocolates there.
Well, chocolate's always good.
But, yeah. Well, yeah. So the food is also important to be considered, because if you have to stay there, you have also to, you know, to adapt everything, language, the climate, the food, everything. So that makes the mission challenging, you know.
Right. And that's very important for getting the vocations too. They need the far life is hard enough as it is without having a cultural shock for them too. So having that's the right. same food,
yeah, for them also to see us, you know, that we are really all to all. I mean, we really could manage to even their difficult, you know, things to do. We could even do that. Then for them, it's really something that they feel home, feel at home with us, and so it's a very important element for us missionaries.
Well, that's great. And I saw some footage from India that you've taken there already with the camera there, and it was very inspiring. And we're looking forward to seeing more things coming from India and hearing all about it. Yeah. Thank you very much, Father Vincent.
Yeah, thank you very much too. And well, we just pray for the good, for the success of this mission. So, with your support, with your help, Our Lady could do more through your generosity. Ave Maria.
Ave Maria. Thank you very much. And yes, please help out with your generosity. And God bless you. Ave Maria.